Hey, I hope this isn't a bad time, but my car's broken down right outside your house. Can I come in and use your phone? I guess I don't have to come in, but it's freezing cold out here. Come on, you wouldn't leave a cute girl like me out here to freeze while I wait, would you? Thanks. I could tell you were a good person. Don't worry, this won't take too long. Huh? I'm sorry, say that again? Oh, no, I don't think we've met before. But if you think I look familiar, I guess you might have seen me at Club Elysium. I'm kind of a regular there. Ever been? A few times, huh? That's probably it then. I bet you saw me in the crowd. I can get a little out of control sometimes. Hopefully, I wasn't making an ass out of myself. Not that you remember. Well, that's good at least. So, you gonna grab that phone or? Okay, I'll wait right here while you're fetching it. Thanks again for this. Hey, mind if I sit here? Thanks. I haven't seen you around before. First time here. Yeah, it can be kind of intimidating, but trust me, this place is the best. Why don't you let me buy you a drink, loosen you up a bit? This place does a great cocktail called Invictus Sanguine. Yeah, the name's pretentious, but trust me, you'll love it. Great. Give me a second. I'll just go grab us the drinks. And I'm back. Here you are. I guess that was fast. I'm kind of friends with the owner, so I get all the perks like jumping in line when I get drinks and full VIP access. So trust me, you're in excellent hands. Now, try a sip of that. It's good, right? I knew you'd like it. Most humans do. Now, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna slide in next to you in this booth. Tilt your head up for me. That's it, just like that. Oh, don't fret. Just a little something in your drink. Makes the cattle nice and compliant and ever so forgetful. I could practically smell you from across the room, and I've just been dying for a taste. But I had to make sure your friends were suitably distracted first. Just sit still. Don't fight this. I'm told this can be a pleasant sensation if you let it. You taste amazing. Just another sip. I don't want to overdo it. That was so good. Needed that. Oh, don't look so worried. The bar staff will take care of you. They're well prepared for this stuff. Anyway, I've got to go. Maybe I'll see you around the club again sometime. Although, thanks to that drink, you probably won't remember me. Oh, hey. Wait, where's the. Ah, I see. You remember me now. That's a surprise. I'd have thought the drug and blood loss would have blotted me out of your memory. Well, no matter. I'm afraid it's a bit too late for you to do anything about it anyway, my sweet treat. You've already invited me in. Nice try. But I'm much stronger and faster than you. Go ahead. Try to struggle. See? Pointless. What am I? I think I've given you enough clues to figure that one out for yourself. Care to make a guess? That's right. I am a vampire. And a hungry one at that. You smell just as good as you did all those nights ago. God, you have no idea how much I've been craving you. Your smell, your taste, I just can't get it out of my head. Nothing else has come close to sating me since that night. I had been planning on playing with you a bit first, but since you somehow remembered me, despite the spiked drink, we'll just have to skip to the main event. That's it. Oh, the taste that's burned into my soul. It's just as good as I remembered. Let you up? Don't be ridiculous. I can't risk losing you again. I'll be taking you back to the family manor with me. None of that feeble screaming. It'll do you no good. All right, fine. I'll gag you if you insist on this. See, that's better. I like that pitiful look on your face. A look of complete, miserable surrender. Simply delicious. Had I not already eaten a meal fit for a queen, I'd devour you all over again. But fret not, my dear. It won't be nearly as bad as you're imagining. I'm not planning on enacting some sort of Renfield situation on you or anything like that. You'll probably keep your mind, and there's no way you'll be eating insects or anything like that. Oof, probably ruin your flavor. I'll keep you fed with the finest gourmet meals our chef can prepare. Healthy and delicious. I was having a look at your bins while waiting for you to open the door, and I saw an awful lot of greasy takeout pizza boxes. That's going to change. If you taste this good while you're eating trash, I can scarcely imagine how good you'll taste when you're on a proper diet. Oh, that reminds me. I'll need to arrange a personal trainer for you, too. I'm going to forge you into the absolute peak of humanity, whether you like it or not. And your delicious bloody elixir will be all mine. No pouting. It's not as if I'm going to deny you all of your life's pleasures. After all, miserable food is foul-tasting food. You'll have a lot of freedom when I don't need you attending me, and the mansion would be at your disposal. We've got a library filled with thousands of books of all literary genres, and you'll have access to them all. We've got a private cinema if you prefer films and television to books and company. I can arrange for you to be attended by an endless supply of pretty young things to tend to your every sordid desire, should you wish it. Male, female, whatever you want. You get all that, and all I want in return is for you to remain close at hand and willingly offer up your blood to me whenever I want it. A life of servitude, but an extraordinarily luxurious life nonetheless. Assuming you're good, of course. If you misbehave, if you try to escape, or try to deny any commands from me, I'll have to punish you. I won't go into all the gritty details, but the manor has a rather impressive torture chamber. It's incredible what you can collect over a few hundred years. We've got some genuine antiques down there. Whips, racks, thumbscrews, and you wouldn't believe some of the stuff my family picked up from the Spanish Inquisition. There's a few modern things there, too. But Father has always been a fan of the classics. Though you needn't worry about that. As long as you're well-behaved, you'll never see it. And I'd never do anything to hurt you too badly. Just enough to help you learn your lesson. Can't risk spoiling the flavor. I'm sure it'll take a little time. A bit of the carrot and plenty of the stick where needed. But overall, I'll make you love your new life. Just think about it. Behave and submit to me, and you'll have no worries from the outside world to stress over. No problems getting in the way of you enjoying your life. No debts or job. Just a blissfully carefree existence. There are people out there who would kill, and in the past have killed, for such a life. You won't just be another blood of cattle to be drunk from and discarded either. You would be more like a favored pet. My pet. I like that. Has a certain ring to it. My pet. And you won't have to worry about my family either. They have their own food arrangements. You're mine. And I won't let anyone else take you from me. Sounds good, right? No. Oh well, it's not like you really had a choice anyway. As I said, you'll come to love it in time. For now, sleep. Rest well for now, my pet. Your new life is about to begin.